Thank you so much. Thank you for your prayers, for your support. It is so important for the congregation, for the synagogue. Today I want to continue message from last week, from last Shabbat service. And I would like to remind the name of this message, and I would like to go a little bit deeper in this message. So the name of it, never put down your spiritual shield. Again, never put down your spiritual shield. In 1 Peter 5:8, stay alert, watch out. Your adversary, the enemy, prowls around like a roaring lion, searching for someone to devour. Stand up against him, firm in your faith. I can say amen and amen. Usually when we win a victory in some spiritual area of our life, we tend to celebrate, to come down. But the Bible teaches us never to lower the shield of faith, to always watch what is happening in our hearts, in our minds, in our thoughts. Remember the story of Elijah, who experienced a great victory over the many prophets of Baal, but then suddenly became fearful of Jezebel, the queen. So fearful of her that he fled from her into the wilderness. First to be blessed by the greatest victory of his life, then immediately to be gripped by the greatest fear he had ever known. So we need to stay alert, to put on the full armor of God. I want to read from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians 6:10. So, please bear with me, stay with me in the scriptures. I want to read it, very important place of scripture for all of us. Finally, be strong. And it is not end here, because be strong not by your strength or not by your power. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you are able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the worldly forces of the darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. So, Mazel Tov, we are in the fight. It is happening around us. It is happening everywhere. So we need to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. You know that the Lord cares about us and He wishes the best for us. He understands that often the most difficult defeats can befall us immediately after our greatest victories. That the happiest moments in our lives may be immediately followed by the time of great trouble. So we need to be careful. What influences our lives? What are the things we allow to rule our decision process, our walk, our daily lives? Let's take a look at the example of Israel. I want to go to get together in Book of Nehemiah, chapter 6. I believe it is a very important lesson for us and very interesting book for us today. So, Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1. And today we'll remember a couple of names here in the scriptures. Nehemiah 6:1. And you remember the story. Nehemiah tried to rebuild walls against Jerusalem. It was the time of revival, of spiritual and revival of Israel, of Jerusalem. So now it was reported to Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem and the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies, that I had rebuilt the wall, and no breach remained in it, even though at that time I had no positioned the doors in the gates. So, everything almost finished. It is a dream of Nehemiah. It is the restoration of Jerusalem, the holy moment in the life of Israel. Let's read verse 2. Sanballat and Geshem sent word to me, saying, come, let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ona. But they were scheming to do me harm. So this was his enemies, personal enemies of Nehemiah, and also there were enemies of the Jewish people, of the Jewish nation. Please remember these names: Sanballat, Tobiah. When the Lord called Nehemiah to restore the wall, to build the wall around Jerusalem, to restore the heart of the Jewish people, to revive the economy, spirituality, the future of the Jewish people, there are enemies. Sanballat and Tobiah brought denunciation to the king, embarrassed the surrounding peoples, sowed gossip and lies in Israel, organized raids on the builders of the wall, did everything possible to stop the work of the restoration of Jerusalem. I have a question for you. Have there been such people in your life or circumstances that arose when the Lord revived you or called you or trusted you with something? If you are part of Messianic congregation, for sure, it's not a question. Sanballat and Tobiah lost their first fight. Nehemiah was able to finish the wall around Jerusalem. But did Sanballat and his friends stop there? Did they change their hearts towards Israel and the Lord? It's a question. Let's read full story. Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 4. Let's go deeper in the Nehemiah, book of Nehemiah. So, 13:4. Yeah. Nehemiah 13:4. Prior to this, Eliashib the Kohen was given authority over the storage rooms in the house of our God. So he was the Kohen. He had an authority to look over, watch over the part of temple. He was closely associated with Tobiah. Yeah, the same Tobiah, the enemy of Israel and friend of Sanballat. And provided him with a large chamber previously used to store the offerings, fragrance, and the temple vessels, and also the tithes of grain, wine, and oil prescribed to the Levites, singers, and gatekeepers, along with the offerings of the Kohanim. Verse 10. I also learned that the portions for the Levites had not been provided, and that each of the Levites and singers who performed the work had gone back to his own field. What a disaster here. What a disaster here. Verse 28, the same chapter 13. Now one of the sons of Joiada, son of Eliashib, the Kohen Gadol, was son-in-law of Sanballat the Horonite. So I drove him from me. O my God, please remember them for the defilement of the priesthood, as well as the covenant of the priesthood and the Levites. The terrible situation in Israel. The priest assigned to the house of the Lord to oversee the portion for the Levites arranges a hotel in the holy place, in the temple, for Israel's enemy, the wicked Tobiah. It is an awful story. And because of it, there was no place to store the parts and offerings, and the Levites scattered to work because they needed to eat, and the ministry in the temple stopped. The same old story. Such an incredible victory. The restoration of Jerusalem, of the temple, the revival of the Jewish people. It is here, in the time of Nehemiah. It's a miracle from the Lord. But then the compromises. The enemy of Israel allowed to have space in the heart of Israel, in the temple, right close to the holy place. Can you imagine this? We need to understand a very important lesson here. The enemy of our souls will never come down. If Sanballat could not be taken lightly, he will try to intermarry with you because he has many daughters. For sure, when I say Sanballat, I mean the enemy, Satan. He is our Sanballat, and his daughters are the sins, the temptation he tempts us with. We need to remember. This is why in the 1 Peter 5:8 it says, "Stay alert, watch out. Your adversary, Satan, prowls around like a roaring lion, searching for someone to devour. Stand up against him, firm in your faith." The enemy prowls around. That is his job. He is one on the prowl for you and for me. I would like to suggest you today that you are take a hard look at your own life. Check your own heart today. We are coming to Rosh Hashanah time, and we need to look in our heart. We need to search our hearts. Is there room there where the enemy of our salvation can move in? Can your hobbies make advances there? Are there other influences in your life that would like to stop in your holiest space? We need to look in our hearts. I want to give confirmation to you and me. We receive the power of the Holy Spirit to resist all the attacks of the enemy. Our strength and wisdom will not help, but God's word is powerful against all temptation. I want to conclude with one piece of scripture. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2. It is promised to us. It is so good, so interesting for us. Verse 12 and 13. Yeah. "Therefore, let the one who thinks that he stands watch out that he doesn't fall." Verse 13. "No temptation has taken hold of you except what is common to mankind. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can handle. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape." It's not just escape. It is overcome through Yeshua the Messiah. So you will be able to endure it. Yes. Yes. Way to escape in case of Elijah. It was the presence of the Lord. For you it's the same. The presence of the Lord. The scriptures. The congregation of believers. It is the way of escape for us. Yeshua the Messiah, Savior who paid full price for you and for me. So, stay strong. Don't put your guard. And I believe it is a very important part in our life. Thank you so much.